You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Now, and we all know the results. Everybody can see what has been wrought by that. We've got record inflation, soaring gas prices, unhinged crime in our cities, and uninhibited illegal immigration. And in the midst of all of that chaos, what are they focused on? What gets their primetime billing? It is their seething hatred for Donald Trump and anybody who's ever supported him. That's what comes through in all of these hearings.
He's exactly right. That is exactly the bottom line of the January 6th hearings as they drag on and on and on. The remarks that time coming from Senator Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana. It's a Hollywood production. It's not worth your popcorn unless you're going to throw the kernels at the screen. We are live streaming right now at Larry Connors USA at rumble.com. I remind you, you can go to rumble.com, enter the search engine, Larry Connors USA, one word, and it'll take you to previous rumbles, and you'll join us live in studio. Glad to have you. I see more and more of you are doing so. I see more and more of you are watching after we are off the air because you can't watch during this time. And I see that many of you are listening even as I speak, also end up watching the rumbles. You want to see me on TV? You got it. This is about as close as we're going to get, for now anyway. So we have this big event going on, the January 6th hearings. And they're supposedly looking at everything that went wrong with the January 6th, quote, riot, insurrection, as they want to call it. Well, it's still nothing more than a distraction. A circus show trying to take away from the attention of your rising fuel prices, your rising food prices, house prices are going up, interest rates are going up, and, lest you forget, we still don't have a lot of baby formula in this country. Oh, I know they flew in more, but we still don't have enough. Is your baby going hungry? Well, Joe Biden today is speaking to the AFL-CIO in Philly and telling the AFL-CIO members everything's rosy. He gets some claps, some applause, but it's not very loud because they know that's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. In the meantime, we still don't have a SCOTUS ruling on the Dobbs, Mississippi case. And there's a suggestion that the longer this case ruling is held back, delayed, especially after the leaked document came out in May saying it was going to be overturned, and especially because we've had death threats against Justice Kavanaugh and Judge Barrett and others, the longer this delays, the more possibility of more threats and an escalation. Now, there's no doubt there will probably be the same after the ruling, but the delay is not adding any comfort. Where is the Attorney General, by the way, when it comes to enforcing the law that says by federal statute you cannot protest in front of a federal or Supreme Court justice home, trying to sway their opinion, threaten them and their family? Attorney General Merrick Garland is missing in action. No surprise there. Jordan Boyd with the Federalist is claiming that parents are profiting from child abuse. Parents are profiting from child abuse with the help of corporate media, and in fact, she also names among them Fox. that Fox News is one of those profiting or helping parents profit from child abuse. That's worthy of a full explanation. Do you not agree? And do you remember Benghazi? Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make now anyway? It still makes a difference. It should make a difference right now in this day and age. But let's forget about it. What difference does it make? 4 Americans died. What difference does it make? And then we've got Californians who are leaving. Guess where they're going? A lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least 3 people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Do you remember when our economy was like what it looked like before we took office? 3,000 Americans are dying every day from COVID. 20 million Americans had lost their jobs in Alaska. In fact, so many Americans lost their jobs that my predecessor became just the second president in history to leave office with fewer jobs in America than when he took office. But you stepped up. The other one, by the way, was Herbert Hoover. And just remember those long lines of cars stretching miles back waiting for just a box of food to be put back in their trunk? It wasn't just poor folk. It was working class folks, middle class folks. A lot of pretty nice cars in those lines. And while it was going on, America created more billionaires during that crisis in 2020 than any year in history. Talk about a contrast. Ordinary people waiting in line for an hour for a box of food. And the policies in the past created more billionaires than ever in American history. Folks, it's hard to believe, but it's true. That's what we inherited.
That's what we inherited. I had nothing to do with that. President Joe Biden speaking today in Philadelphia to the American Federation of Labor, CIO. The man refuses to accept any blame at any point. I called Trump out in the past on some cases like this where he was trying to make excuses for something he said. And I told you, because I call balls and strikes, Trump was wrong and should have admitted he was wrong. Perfect example that comes to mind is when Megyn Kelly, during that interview, the televised debate, and she was asking him questions and specifically about women. And he made a remark later where you could just see, you know, the blood coming out of her, the blood, you know, and he went on and on. And we knew he was talking about menstrual cycle. We knew that. But he tried to say, no, that's not what I meant at all. I called him a liar then, and I do it again today. In the sense that, no, that's what you meant, that's what you said, you should own up to it. So when I tell you that Joe Biden should own up to what he's responsible for, I have a track record on both sides. I don't give favoritism. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If I'm wrong, which is seldom, I withdraw that statement. When I'm wrong, and I am, I tell you so. Joe Biden stood there before that Philadelphia convention, the AFL-CIO, for their constitutional convention and told them, everything is better. Remember what we inherited and remember the way things used to be. Let me give you some of these latest numbers. These are from the Department of Labor. Now, you can try to fudge some numbers if you want, but the Department of Labor tries to go and give you the exact picture. Prices charged by U.S. businesses up 10.8% in May. 10.8% compared with a year ago. That is the sixth straight month of the government's producer price inflation gauge running at or above 10%. The consumer price index for final demand rose 0.8%. That represents an acceleration of monthly price gains from April, when prices rose from a revised 0.4%. Economists had expected an annual rise of 11%. So they can say, well, we didn't hit that. We hit 10.8. So Biden can say, see, we're doing well. And when he says, you know, people don't have jobs, you know why? Because a lot of people just don't want to work. We have the jobs. We have 1.8 jobs for every American working of age if they want a job. They decided now, nope, I like working from home, setting my own hours, coming and going. I can do without some of the benefits, or I can make them up some other way. And they just don't want it. Or they have moved on from a job they had to a higher paying job. The problem is the higher pay is not covering the increasing cost, the inflation. The wholesale price index has been named that way since 1902 to 1978 when it became the producer price index, and it is also up. Goods, services, all of that up. Wages, inflation, you know this. Baby formula, if you can find it. Housing prices are beginning to move up. More so than what they were. And inflation rates come also interest rates going up, which means some of those house prices may well drop down because folks can't afford that big of a house with the very low interest rates they were going to get. Now the interest rates are up, so it's not going to happen. This means moving back into recession. If you listen to Janet Yellen, if you believe her, she served on the Federal Reserve Chair, now Treasury Secretary. She has no concept of what's happening. And she's advising Biden. And energy, geez, remember the question raised to Senator, the Energy Secretary Granholm? What plan does Granholm have to control gas prices? I don't have anything. That's not me. That's the world OPEC. They set the prices. because we are now reliant upon them. We weren't under Trump. I will remind you every day, the first thing Biden did when he got in office, shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And immediately start cutting out federal and oil and gas leases on federal land. Then said, okay, you can go back. And then the Interior Department said, no, they can't go into all of them. And it's true that only 20 to 30% of wells are actually working right now, if that many. Because why should they continue to spend the money if you're going to continue to try to criminalize them, punish them, and spend effort to destroy them while they're trying to make money? But Biden again, and talking to the members of the AFL-CIO, said, don't worry about all of that stuff out there. Don't worry about Wall Street and what it says about the Dow yesterday hitting about 1,000 down and closed, I think, 800 down. I'll get you the latest numbers here in a moment. I don't want to frighten you, but, I mean, they go up and down, up and down. If you've got money tied in the stock market, you feel sick, you feel elated, you feel sick, and pretty soon you say, I want off the ride. So many are. So a lot of money is parked on the sideline again, waiting to see, what do we do next? Well, if you listen to Biden as he talks to the AFL-CIO, Wall Street is not controlling anything, never has. Wall Street has built nothing. This is very similar to Obama when he said, you didn't build that business, the government built your business. Tell that to the mom and pops out there who put in the long, hard hours slaving away, and then their children do the same for them to build a business. It may still be a small business, but it's their business. So here's Biden once again to the AFL-CIO.
Wall Street didn't build this country. The middle class built this country. And unions built the middle class. I'm not joking. Without unions, there'd be no middle class. That's a fact.
That's a fact. That's a fact, Jack. Many union members are the ones suffering right now. They're not all bought in on the leadership of their union. And Joe Biden is being quoted by CNN as saying, he spoke to a friendly crowd of union supporters. Well, that's probably true. Hoping to put a positive spin, this is CNN writing, hoping to put a positive spin on his economic record and inflation not seen in decades, and blame Republicans for blocking his domestic agenda. That is direct from CNN. They're calling him out. He acknowledged inflation is sapping the strength of a lot of families. That's in the AFL-CIO membership as well. And he says, the real issue is we don't have many options because we have a divided Senate that blocks my domestic agenda. That is a lie. You have 50-50 Democrats, 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. Yes, Manchin, West Virginia coal mine is not going to vote to wipe out coal mining. It's his country. But you also have a tiebreaker in VP Harris. But he, again, it's not my fault. It is Republicans. It's Putin. It's an asteroid somewhere 100,000 light years from the Earth that is causing all this cosmic stuff to happen. Now, I know if you're watching me on YouTube, because you can at rumble.com, you're thinking, Larry, you're kind of getting a little invigorated here. Yes, I am. Because I want to see the man stand up and take responsibility. You're not going to solve anything until you accept responsibility and deal with the issue at hand. And, of course, the biggest thing the Democrats are concerned about now is not you and your gas prices and everything else. It is January 6th. They're bringing out that sledgehammer, as I told you they did would do the day it happened. It was wrong. It should not have happened. It was not instigated by Trump. Even Rachel Maddow of MSNBC acknowledged many of the folks attending the Trump rally down the street were not even at the Capitol when they were battling police and forcing their way in. But don't let the facts interfere with a good lie narrative. Senator Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana.
The truth is this. The Democrats could hire an army of broadcast media executives to try to boost their ratings, but it will not change the simple facts. This election will be about three I's and really nothing else. Inflation, illegal immigration, and incompetence. The utter incompetence of the Democrats in charge of Washington is on full display now. If the Democrats want to reverse their political fortunes, they need to reverse their policies. But of course, we all know they refuse to do that. And so hardworking American families will continue to struggle as our country becomes less safe, less secure, and less stable by the hour.
He is so correct. And that applies to every member in that AFL-CIO meeting that Biden's addressing. They may applaud politely, respectfully, but they know at home hell is breaking loose. But it's not enough for them to fail on those options. What is the GOP going to offer? That's also a critical balance of this. And coming up, Senator Mike Lee will discuss the Republican options.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Number one, extend the protections of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, making those tax cuts permanent. Number two, passage of the RAINS Act. The RAINS Act, it's a long title of the bill with a long acronym. It's very simple. The RAINS Act simply says that we ought not pass laws through unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. We need to put the lawmaking power back in the hands of elected lawmakers, as the Constitution already requires.
That is Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah. And this is something I want to drive home. We can certainly rail and gnash our teeth about the way things are going under the Biden administration. And it will not be easy to turn around. It took him very rapid amount of time to destroy the U.S. economy. I mean, starting with making us no longer energy independent. You cannot just simply turn a switch as you walk into a dark room and light it up. You cannot simply restart drilling and refineries and get a final product into the hands of the consumer, be it gasoline for the car, diesel fuel, nor products made with fossil fuels. It cannot happen overnight. It'll take us a while to build back. But every single month, week, day, it's delayed, the worse it will get and the tougher it will be to get back. So the Republicans also have to be pressing, look, we're going to have to deal with some of this still, but what else can we do? One is, as you heard Senator Lee say, we've got to absolutely take action against some laws right now. We got to make things begin to happen. And out of all the things he mentioned, the two main things of what we need to be doing right now, he said one is absolutely critical.
If I had to choose even between the two of them, I would say get to the RAINS Act even first. There is nothing that even compares to the RAINS Act in terms of what it could do for us by way of low-cost, economic stimulus that's counter-inflationary. That is the winning combination we need right now, and that's why we should be focusing all of our efforts on passing the RAINS Act and all of our campaign efforts on touting the need to restore the lawmaking power to the people's elected lawmakers.
And that's the key. In other words, deregulate a lot of this stuff that Biden has reinforced upon Americans. Lower the taxes. Do everything you can to get people back to work. Quit handing out checks so they will sit home. Now, when COVID started, we weren't sure what we were going to deal with. We're past that. Quit living in that past, just like quit living in the past of January 6th. It was wrong. Quit living in the past that Trump won the election but got stolen from him. I don't want to hear that. I want to look ahead. And looking ahead is November 2022. We must control the House, and we are very likely going to see a red tsunami in the House. Remember, every House member is up for re-election, and that includes the squad members. And there's not much for them to run on. Now, they got their own little group of constituency that may still support them. But some of them are on very shaky ground. AOC may not be reelected. Using commentary, I'll mention another one along the border. Latinos are beginning to walk more toward Trump than the Democrats. See, the Democrats are of the belief that Latinos are a block vote, just a massive monolithic group that has no thought of its own. Just the same way they treat black voters. So if you dare be black and be a Republican, or you dare be brown and be a Republican, or even an independent on either side, you're persona non grata for the Democrats. They don't want to hear objections, dissension. They want to hear you get in step and march to their drum. Coming up, a very interesting piece presented by Jordan Boyd with a Federalist on how parents are profiting from child abuse with the help of corporate media, including Fox.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, I got to tell you, before we wrap up this hour, I want to share a couple things with you. Reminding you again, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Rumble.com. Go to Larry Connors USA. Enter one word, Larry Connors USA, rumble.com, and we'll take you direct to the studio. And in case you miss any of the podcasts, they're all posted later today at LarryConnorsUSA.com. I encourage you to subscribe both to the Rumble.com channel and LarryConnorsUSA.com. That way you miss nothing, because this program is constantly changing gears and we get into a lot of subjects the others just ignore or walk away from. They don't know what to do with them. Well, I do. And in fact, before we wrap up today, I want to tell you about how a Miami iconic Spanish language conservative talk radio show, where once Rush appeared, is about to go communist. Oh, and then, for some wholesome family fun, Christine Aguilera is at an event featuring all ages, this means kids, faking she's masturbating. I know that's hard for you to hear. You should hear it, though, because it's happening in front of children. Which brings me to my guest, Jordan Boyd. We've had her on before. She's a writer for The Federalist, and she wrote a piece titled, Parents Are Profiting from Child Abuse with the Help of Corporate Media, Including Fox. Jordan, glad to have you back on board.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that title itself caught me immediately, that you're saying that Fox is actually helping pay parents to abuse their children. That's going to need some explanation.
Well, like you might know, Fox News did run a segment last week on Friday, and it was celebrating in their Pride Month series this family that started pushing their five-year-old daughter, even before she was able to speak, into this transgender craze. And the daughter is now 14 years old and fully believes that she is a boy. And this family has done speaking engagements. They have a book. They've been profiled by CNN and even a short documentary by CNN. So when Fox News gives parents like this a platform, they're contributing to this cycle where parents are making money off of really dangerous procedures and ideologies that are hurting children. And we see that play out in the science.
Let me make it clear. Fox did not pay for the interview. Is that right?
But they gave them the platform,
which goes an extra layer, which again, the fact that Fox would bow down to the Pride group also pisses me off, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, Ryland and kids like this sweet teenage girl will never live normal lives because of everything that they've gone through. You know, there's chemical castration and genital mutilation and all of these different things that you know, lead to sexual dysfunction, infertility, cardiac events, endometrial cancer, transition regret, all of these things that are very big issues that come with this transgender craze. And networks like Fox are sacrificing that family's privacy and this poor girl for profit and for political points. And the parents are doing the same thing by making a show out of this poor child's suffering.
I spent 50-plus years as a news anchor, so I'm looking at it from a little bit different perspective. If the parents are putting the child up to do it and taking part in it, well, then you could say it's a story, but I'm not looking at promoting this. I want to see the story where the child is now totally messed up because I don't want the child to be messed up, but that it's maybe got pushed onto the child when the child was not capable, mentally capable, emotionally capable of making such a decision. And then the parents these are the ultimate stage parents who are telling the kid how to act so they can get something.
Exactly. And, you know, I think viewers were obviously outraged. I mean, for a long time, Fox News has really been the only place where Republicans and conservatives have had voice in media. And here's the same media network betraying them and showing this in a celebratory way. And a lot of people were saying, you know, this is not something to celebrate. This is something to very much lament. And, you know, they cited research on this segment that kids who are struggling with gender issues are more likely to commit suicide if they are not affirmed, if they're not put through these radical procedures. But there's new research out by Heritage that shows quite the opposite. It shows that putting kids on puberty blockers at an early age will actually increase suicide rates. So all around, this is something that should not be celebrated. This is something that, you know, should be looked at as a whole picture, and it's simply not.
You wrote in here, because of Whittington's, that's, you name them. I mean, because they made it clear. They don't try to disguise a child's name or face even. And you say, because the Whittington's were willing to sacrifice their child's privacy for views on their website, television, and social media, they have been hailed as by journals at CNN, Fox News, and other corporate media outlets as, quote, incredibly brave for having, again, quote, extraordinary courage, particularly at a time when transgender issues have been publicized. You don't buy that, do you?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, that's the kind of posturing and grandstanding that we've seen from corporate media in the last years. If they're not on the side of cultural conservatives, they're not on the side of Christians, they're not on the side of any of these people, a large part of their viewer base, Fox News viewer base. And yet this is what's being shown in a promotional matter. And, I mean, there's Republican-led states out there, including Florida and Texas, who are taking very serious looks at how these medical procedures are messing up kids. And Fox News is celebrating that? That is just horrible.
What I do see is that multiple Republican-led states, as you point out, including Florida and Texas, are basically saying, we're going to do everything we can to make sure they make no money from this exploitation of their child. That's what I call it, exploitation of their child and lifestyle, to make money by doing this.
I think in general, Republican-led states need to do everything they can to stop medical professionals. I mean, unethical procedures on children like this. The children are not old enough to consent. Parents and teachers and counselors and whoever else is parroting this transgender agenda is making decisions for kids that will change them forever, irreversibly damage them. And they're going to come of age and not be able to have biological children or not be able to function in certain ways. And that's hideous. That's something that should absolutely be rejected and illegally ramified in states everywhere.
Well, I just pointed out yesterday that the New York City Public Schools has been using tax money to pay drag queens to perform for children as young as elementary level, paying them anywhere from $46,000 for their services to come in at various times to elementary schools. And it's not bringing in the clowns. Well, in a way, they are clowns, but it's not bringing in clowns to make balloons. It's coming in to sway the children into maybe you want to be glamorous like me, even though you're a boy.
Yeah, there's absolutely this sexual saturation in our culture and this infatuation, and it comes with a political agenda, and that's something that a lot of people have mentioned in the last year. I mean, parents standing up in school board meetings and saying, we're not going to allow library books with sexual content to be taught to our kindergartners. That is insane. That should absolutely be rejected on all fronts. And the corporate media often wants to, you know, condemn these parents for doing that, but they're the ones in the right. It's their children, and they have to protect them from this kind of content.
Now, one other question stands out. By us discussing this on air and you writing it for the Federalist, how much more value are you adding to their profit line?
I think what needs to happen is the attention needs to be called in a way where we're showcasing the whole story. And like I mentioned, that whole story has to do with this child's life is actually ruined. There are so many things that are happening to this teenage girl who thinks she's a boy, and we have to condemn that. We have to show Fox News that's unacceptable, that's rejected by your viewership base, and you can't do that by staying silent.
I'd like to know who at Fox made that decision, say, yeah, let's do this for Pride. I'm getting tired of that being shoved in my face every day. I don't shove my religion and even my Second Amendment rights in everybody's face unless they force me to.
And I think that's a sentiment shared very much by a lot of the viewers. I mean, I monitored a lot of this reaction, and it was not good. People were saying, you know, Fox, this is terrible. You're buying into propaganda. You know, I was disgusted. I turned off the television. Fox News is now openly promoting child abuse. So that sentiment is shared by many.
Jordan Boyd, as always, I thank you very much. An insightful article. It's at The Federalist. Jordan Boyd, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks again. All right, coming up, how Christina Aguilera performs in front of kids masturbating. And she thinks it's a good thing. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, we see you here all the time. I said, yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador. Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
To the place that's the best.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to admit to you right here, from all the decades I've been in the broadcast industry, and there have been a few, more than a few, some of the words I now use on the air routinely, there's just no way you're going to speak. I remember a time, seriously, where women's feminine products were not allowed to be shown on CBS TV stations. I was working for a CBS-owned radio, television station, and no feminine products could be shown. No, we don't do that. And, of course, for a time, there was even, you shouldn't be showing toilet paper, because you know what toilet paper is used for. Or maybe you didn't. But the word I'm going to use now, I used a moment ago, and it's become part of the language, and it's important. I don't care how offensive it is to you, in the sense that you can't shut your ears and eyes to it, because if you do, the children around you probably aren't, and you need to be aware. This idea that we're going to have to, where a father goes to the son and says, we need to have that talk, or mom goes to the daughter and says, we're going to have that talk. You know what's coming. Maybe you got the talk, or maybe you learned it in the streets and you told mom, I don't need it, I know. So in celebrating the L.A. Pride Music Festival over the weekend, the all ages, I mean, the kids were as young as 3 or less, all there to watch pop star Christina Aguilera wearing a green bejeweled phallus. Make that penis, to be more direct. It's all mock-up, which she pretended to masturbate during her performance. Is that acceptable for children in any form, any fashion? Of course not. And members that I know in the homosexual community, they are livid. They're livid over this kind of appearance, especially presented in front of children. I mean, you may tell your children, you know, you shouldn't be drinking, but then when I get with the guys, I'm going to be drinking. But I'm not going to be giving it to my kids to drink. All right, now look what's happening down in Miami. Imagine this. Imagine if when Rush Limbaugh first started and got his big flagship in New York City and started making noise. What if Hillary Clinton came in or someone like her and bought the station out and kicked him off the air, making him disappear? Now move from Chicago, or rather from New York City, down to Miami. There's a Spanish language talk show station, Radio Mumbai, I should say. It is Spanish language conservative talk. And in fact, for a period of time, they also ran Rush Limbaugh, even for their Spanish audience. I don't know if they did translation, but they ran the program on there. But now, it could be sold to a George Soros-linked group. Radio Mumbai is historically linked to the Cuban exile community, always offering an anti-communism view. But now under Soros and under the control of people like Univision, controlled by Jess Morales Roquetto, a former Hillary for America, an AFL-CIO employee, Stephanie Valencia, a former Obama White House staffer, they would be taking this Latino media network made up of 18 Hispanic radio stations and turn it into a communist outlet inside the U.S. That's their intent. As one of those being caught in the midst of this said, this is about controlling the flow of information to a specific community for political purposes. You're looking at the shutdown or the radical restructuring or the reformatting of an iconic radio station, a station that for decades had been a beacon to Miami's Cuban-American community, an anti-communist. So they're going to see it maybe taken over if the FCC approves it. And I don't know what grounds the FCC could deny it right now, and it also include Spanish language stations in New York, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Antonio. That would be at least half a dozen communist-operated stations in our nation. That's why I ask and encourage you to continue to support this program. Support my sponsors. More sponsors are always welcome. We'll work out a deal for you. But I want to stay on the air. I will not yield to a communist coming through this door by the name of George Soros or anyone else. I will hold the ground, and with your help, we will stand them down. The battle here is as much as important for the airwaves as it is the battle for the ground. But I also remind you, it takes not just money to fight them off, and will and guts and courage and willing to spill blood. Be careful when I say that, I know. But also prayer. You don't want to miss a second hour. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.